Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're answering a question from listener Lynn Donnelly, who saw something a bit unusual.
What is all that red seaweed that I saw on the beach the other day? Where did it come from? What do we use it for?
To find out, we had Christine Pang and Emma Mejia look into this question. Welcome, Christine and Emma.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what was it exactly that Lynn saw on the beach? Should we be concerned about the red seaweed washing up on the shores?
Well, we described the scene Lynn saw to marine ecologist and Salem State University professor Lindsay Green Gavrilidis, and she says,
that red seaweed is actually a non-native species, which makes it very interesting. It is called Daisy Siphonia japonica. It's a beautiful, fluffy red seaweed.
Beautiful probably isn't the word most people would use to describe it. It can often be smelly, and swimming in it can be ticklish and uncomfortable, especially if you get it stuck in your hair.
Now, a lot of people might be scared of seeing reddish material in the water and think that means there's a red tide.
A red tide?
Yes. Red tides are technically known as harmful algal blooms.
Harmful algal blooms, that term, it can refer to seaweeds, but it typically refers to teeny, 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 tiny microscopic algae that are referred to as phytoplankton.
These tiny algae feed on excess nutrients in the water, which makes them grow out of control in a bloom.
They can be dangerous because some of them create toxins, which end up building up in shellfish that humans eat.
But the stuff Lynn saw, that's seaweed, which is known as macroalgae.
So seaweed is bigger algae, which is fine, but the teeny tiny red tide algae can be toxic?
Exactly. One you have to look at through a microscope, while the other is big enough to just pick up with your hands.
So should we be worried about the red seaweed washing up on shores?
Well, the red seaweed on Rhode Island beaches isn't toxic by itself, but it can be annoying and even harmful in other ways.
These seaweeds typically are not toxic in and of themselves, but they can be very harmful in terms of the impacts they have on the environment and the impacts they have on our state's economy.
That's Carol Thornburgh. She's a marine environmental scientist and the dean of the School for Environment at UMass Boston.
If you have large amounts of seaweed washing up on our beaches in the middle of the summertime, that can have really significant negative impacts on the part of the economy that runs on tourism.
For example, mats of decomposing seaweed can suck up oxygen in the water, trap bacteria, and create a smell that keeps people away from the beaches.
Plus, it makes it harder to catch fish.
It can be a real problem for the fishing industry because it accumulates in such high quantities that it clogs their nets.
Still, seaweed isn't all bad news. It plays a role in ecosystems, absorbs carbon, and even works as a fertilizer. Today, scientists are looking into ways to use it for biofuel, animal feed, and even alternatives to plastic.
So if you see red seaweed on the beach, it might look messy, but it's not the same as a dangerous red tide. In fact, it could play a role in solving some environmental problems.
Great. Thanks, Christine and Emma. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.